Good morning. First of all, thank you, Milton, for inviting us to be here today, and thank you, faithful parishioners of Church of the Good Shepherd. I would hazard a guess that there are probably some people in this room who've been supporting Metro Ministries since its very beginning, so thank you so much for that. You've been embracing and loving this work alongside of us for 35 years. And all those years ago, the Gathered Faith community recognized that one of the greatest human needs is food and the simple dignity of having it. And that's where we begin at Metro. We feed, because without this basic dignity, no higher order processes can happen. And we feed 300 to 400 meals to our community 5 days a week between lunch and dinner. This year we celebrate 35 years of feeding the mind, body, and spirit, and transforming the lives of those who come to our doors. It's a holistic approach to teaching a man how to fish so that he can be fed for a lifetime. Perhaps our work is best understood through the words of St. Francis of Assisi. We are called to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. We're proud of the partnership we've had with Good Shepherd all these years that allows us to live into these words every single day. We serve others so that they may live independent lives. And the stories of our five programs weave together to provide the tools, resources, and support so that every person who seeks personal transformation may find it. And we begin with feeding in our Loaves and Fishes cafeteria. From very marginal beginnings in a pretty rundown building in 1983 to a beautiful new building in 2009, we serve no ordinary meal. Our meals are nutritionally sound, skillfully prepared, and lovingly served by volunteers, and probably some of you in this room have done that. Every plate boasts a fresh fruit salad and a fresh vegetable salad at every one of our 120,000 annually served meals. Papers got messy, sorry. So weaving and connecting our faith-based programs, our part-time chaplain, Father Bruce, listens, prays, listens, counsels, listens, blesses, and listens and prays some more. Our program graduates, you see one of them in the photo with Father Bruce, are always so delighted when they know that when they reach graduation, move out to their own apartment with their name on the lease, Father Bruce is not far behind, coming to bless all the rooms in that new home as they move forward. It's one of the best things that we get to do. So this is the part where I always get a little weepy and emotional, but today I'm not going to do that. May of 2016 opened our eyes to an incredible need in our region, and our hearts were opened literally overnight to our first aged out young woman from the foster care system. How could we not know of the need for these young women to have a place to go when they left the foster care system at age 18? They were aged out, nowhere to go. But more importantly, how do referring agencies not know that we were a resource to house these young women, to support them? And so, with a quite childlike faith, we said, we'll be a foster sanctuary. And so, Alaya, our first foster, whose very name means to ascend and go up, has left her mark on our program and certainly on our hearts. And you're going to learn more about her a little later on. Our Rustic House program for men cares for disabled men over the age of 18, any age veteran, and any man over the age of 60. Our 16-bed dorm-style lodge provides individualized case management for successful transition to sustainable lives. That's the Rainbow House playground you're seeing right now, and that is located away from the street view so that no one even knows that playground is there except the women and children who come out and enjoy it. It's a happy place where they can enjoy the simple pleasures of life. We're ever aware, back to the food, we are ever aware of the healthy examples that we must present to the children of Rainbow House. And by modeling portion size and offering fresh fruits and vegetables, we hope to make an impression on them for a lifetime. And that young man on the left holding a piece of watermelon, when he and his mother came to live with us, he thought that fruit was a Rolo. So you can imagine his joy at his first taste of watermelon. The gathering place room in our Lowe's official cafeteria becomes the family dining room when we have the volunteers to come in and just sit at table with our folks who come to eat there. More times than I can tell you have we had a parent say to us, "This is the only hour of the day when we can all be together." We're proud to be that place where families can relax over a meal and share stories of their day. The place where we begin to unite what has fallen apart starts in our Vineyard Social Services program. Potential residents come in, they meet with the case manager, and learn that we are here not to simply give them a fish, but to teach them to fish so that they will eat for a lifetime. Goals are set and their work begins. And we simply must show off our beautiful and light-filled rainbow house. The women and children who come may arrive as strangers, but will soon find friendships and community within these walls. Rustic House is not named as such because of its rustic charm. It's named after Walter Rustic, a 33-year-old man who in 1983 was homeless and who in December of that year crawled into a dumpster behind Incarnate Word Academy to seek shelter from the cold, wet night. One of those December cold, wet nights. Unfortunately, he did not hear the dumpster removal truck the next morning and died in that dumpster. His story inspired Metro Ministries to name our men's residence in his memory so that no man ever have to die alone and cold in a dumpster. But now you see the happy faces of some of our great residents in Rustic House. Our Gabbard Health Plan provides health care to anyone in the community who needs it. Most people think, oh, well, it's just for the homeless. It's not. We serve the working poor. We serve the contract laborer. We serve families who need the physicals for their kids to go back to school. But what we need to continue to do that are more doctors, nurses, clinicians, physician assistants, nurse practitioners. We need those volunteers just one or two days a month to help us serve those who come to our doors and who rely on our doors to be open. Our eye clinic is held monthly thanks to a volunteer optometrist who gives his time. Not only is our volunteer optometrist, he serves on our board and he serves on our line every single Tuesday. We also thank the Lions Club who make healthy eyes and good vision a reality for our patients. We provide glasses free of charge. Volunteers, I know you probably can't see it on our slide, but that is an outdoor labyrinth that is on the new property where we will build our transformation center. And Church of the Good Shepherd has provided some amazingly faithful and energetic volunteers over the years. And I said at the early service, if I mentioned every way that Church of the Good Shepherd has been involved in the life of Metro, we'd still be here at 2, and you don't want to do that. But we share a little more about that during breakfast and my talk. My first experience with the exuberance of volunteers was Stephen Zerbs and his band of friends who came every week with such joy and passion. I knew they were going to take on a creative task, complete it, and I'd see their smiling faces again next week. I think that speaks to the youth of this church and the volunteer spirit that gets instilled in them here. They brought their time, their talent, and their treasure, all the volunteers, and we wouldn't be who we are today without the financial support, the leadership, and the fervent prayer support that has come from Good Shepherd and has been provided in abundance. So we ask you to join us for a tour of our mission so you can see how this relationship has grown. We promise to inspire and we promise to be prompt. Our tours can fill up fast, 10 to 15 guests are ideal. We invite you to bring a group of friends to see our mission in action. You might be called to action after you come on the tour. And we return to St. Francis' quote, because we believe that through our holistic programs, we do live into his words. We have been called to heal wounds, to unite what has fallen apart, and to bring home those who have lost their way. Metro Ministries, we are the wayfinders, and we know that we must ever grow and be looking for the relationships and the next programs so that when we see an unmet need, we can appropriately respond. And our newest program, well, it's a social enterprise that offers high-level shared ministry between Good Shepherd, The Corner, and Metro Ministries. So to share with you the excitement, the success, and the vision of this shared ministry, I would invite Susie Watson to share the next part of our story. Susie?
Hello. I am Susie Watson, and I am currently serving as president of the board of Good Shepherd's Corner. The Corner is a nonprofit 501c3 that is independently owned and operated by the women of the church. Many of you are familiar with our social enterprise, but for those of you who are not, let me tell you about The Corner. We are a resale consignment shop operating as a social enterprise. The Corner has been in business since the early 70s. We have one full-time paid employee and one part-time paid consultant. The rest of the work is done by volunteers from the Church of the Good Shepherd, and I see an awful lot of them sitting in the audience. The rest of the work is done by the Good Shepherd and a few folks from other churches who embrace the vision of our ministry. We receive merchandise from consigners and through donations. That includes clothing for the family, accessories, housewares, decorative housewares, and furniture. Through our social enterprise, we minister to the community in three distinct ways. First, consigners receive income from goods that are sold through the corner. Second, quality goods are available to low-income shoppers. And third, we have a newly developed program to provide job training to women who have a case manager and are living in a shelter. This is where our partnership with Metro Ministry comes into play. Metro provides the shelter and the case management, and our program provides mentored job training. In 2016, Church of the Good Shepherd provided the Corner with a grant to modernize the store and is providing funds for our training program. We have completed most of the improvements to our physical property. A customer recently commented that our facility looked like a department store, not a resale shop. And I have to tell you, that made me feel really good. We're also modernizing our business by using computers for managing inventory and for sales transactions. Taking credit cards has really increased our sales. At this time, we are in the beginning phases of implementing our job training program. You heard briefly about Alea and saw her Carroll High School graduation picture in Patty's presentation. Before graduating, Alea was aging out of the state foster care system and came to live at Rainbow House. This May, having completed her first year of college at the Texas State University, she returned to Rainbow House and became the first Rainbow House resident to enter the social enterprise program at the Corner. While earning money for school, Alea also learned employment and customer relations skills. It was also a learning project or a learning opportunity for the women at the Corner, especially those who mentored her and our store volunteers. This experience is helping us to refine the program. We are currently looking for our next trainees. So I bet you're sitting there thinking about, how can I help? As you are doing your housekeeping this fall, consider consigning or donating your clean, quality items that you no longer use to the Corner. We accept donations on Monday through Thursday mornings. Or consider being a volunteer at the Corner. Shifts are 3 hours long. spaces. The Church of the Good Shepherd and the Good Shepherd's Corner have discerned a call to partner with Metro Ministries to expand our social enterprise to change lives and share Christ. I hope you can see yourself in relationship with this vital and worthwhile ministry. Thank you.
Thank you, Susie. We're so excited about this new ministry and so excited about the changes it's going to make, not only in the lives of the young women or women who come and participate, but that ripple effect through everyone that surrounds that. So, your call to action today is to become involved, volunteer in some way, get to know us a little better, know our stories, and share them for us. So the next opportunity you have to be involved is to attend our Poor Man's Supper, which is Thursday, November 16th at the Omni. And Mary Lee and Robert Browning are our chairs for this event. Thank you, Mary Lee and Robert. And tables are still available. So we invite you again. Be part of this shared ministry that's 35 years in the making. We appreciate everything you've done to help us ever move forward in serving our brothers and sisters.